Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
All right, today we are talking about the latest AI news. The CAA in Hollywood has created a whole studio where Hollywood stars can go and get an AI likeness created of themselves. It's really complex, really detailed, but it's a Hollywood talent agency. They are bringing, it's called The Vault. So they have a big 360-degree globe with like hundreds of cameras on it, take pictures of them in all different lighting. And then they process it and turn it into an AI likeness that they can then use in Hollywood. This is definitely going to shake things up. Jayden, what are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, no, I think this is amazing. And of course, like, you know, at first glance, it's like, okay, well, great. So Hollywood people, it makes it easier for them to do retakes or to have like superimposed on a stunt double or something like that, whatever. I actually think there's going to be a lot of opportunities for regular people to make money off of this. I'll talk about that in a second. But the first thing I want to say is I totally called this. You know what this is the first step towards? I've been saying for the last year that we're coming to a very interesting point very soon where we'll be able to direct our own movies. You'll be able to pick what actors are in them. A technology like this, which is literally like, this is one of the leading talent agencies in Hollywood, CAA. And if they're making all of these clones so that like, the idea right now is like, oh, well, we could like, you know, you could, if you're in a movie already, it's easier to do a retake with you. You don't have to do it. They'll just like use your AI clone to kind of do like fill in little pieces that you miss. It'll just be less of a hassle, right? I think that's kind of might be the original sell. Where this 100% is going, and I am calling it now, they're going to clone all the top Hollywood actors and actresses. And then, yeah, you'll go on Netflix and you'll be like, I want to watch a movie about this and that. And I want these 5 actors to like play these different roles. You could direct and create your own movie and they're going to get a royalty from, you know, you watching it or if you share it and other people watching it the same way there's like streaming royalties. And so, yeah, they'll be compensated for these like custom made movies. It's going to be an entire industry. Watch, this is coming. And another prediction I'm going to make on this, you know, my original prediction was you can direct your own movie for yourself. Cool. No. This is going to be, you can direct your own movie. It's going to be like YouTube, but Netflix is going to have like a you create section or something. I don't know, whatever they call it, where like just fans and people are going to be making these TV shows, making these movies, making extension TV shows. So like, oh, I want an extra season of The Office, whatever. And they're going to direct it and put their own creativity into it. Fans are going to be making these. They're going to be able to put it out there and people are going to watch them. And there's going to be popular ones. There'll be ones that go viral. There'll be like, oh my gosh, this one was super good. This is going to change the entire industry. It's going to be amazing. I think all the actors and actresses will get compensated. I don't think there'll be any problem with that because it's not like you can really go and clone them very well without like, if you see the studio that they're cloning these people in, it literally looks like this giant room with lights in a 360 and like hundreds of cameras at every single angle all around them and above them, right? So like, this is like, they're sitting on a chair or they probably stand and stuff. Anyways, this is like a very crazy system to get like these high fidelity clones done. And so I don't think it's like, you can, you know, people say like, oh, you could deepfake someone or whatever online. Like, I think there's going to be those, they're like less high quality. This is going to be like a 360 view of the person. So it's literally, you can put them into any movie doing anything. So it's going to be crazy. And I think that this is, I think, you will also be able to make money if you can create a movie that's a hit. You'll get something.
Yeah, so I saw a Wall Street Journal video. They had a journalist go in there and get his likeness made, and it showed the full process, very, very in-depth. And I think what this particular agency is doing is they're trying to get the highest quality avatar and clone that they possibly can. Even if the technology is not available yet, they want to have these actors that are in their agency protected and also make it so it's not necessarily accessible to everyone, you know, because that still is going to cost a lot of money to make this likeness of these people. And like you said, it's in like this multi-million-dollar studio. So I think the CAA agency is kind of trying to get ahead of the curve which I think is smart of them. And right now, this technology is only available to the actors in their agency. So, yeah, we'll see where this goes. But it's kind of like one of those things. If you want, you know, if you want to have Tom Cruise in your movie, you're going to have to pay quite a bit, I would assume, for the full, you know, detailed avatar. So I don't know. Yeah, it's very interesting.
So I think this is the first step. And what's interesting here, they specifically outline, they're like, they work with AI firms. They're going to scan their bodies, faces, and voices to create these replicas, right? And they said that they're going to be using them for reshooting, dubbing, stunt double superimposing, which makes a lot of sense, right? Like, I, when I was going to school in Hawaii, I lived just down the road from this guy. He's actually the neighbor to one of my aunts. Anyways, he was the stunt double for Dwayne The Rock Johnson. So he's this big, huge Samoan dude. They actually look like super similar. It was interesting though, because now when they do the stunt doubling, you know, they're always trying to be like creative with stunt doubles, or it's kind of like it shows it off in the distance or a little bit far away or whatever. Now the stunt double, it's like you could show straight on the face because it's just going to be a superimposed face anyway. So I think that's going to be fascinating. But anyways, what I was going to say is this will start off with the actors. And I would not be surprised if this very quickly goes to just like random people. Like, you can opt in to be an actor or an actress included in this thing. And of course, it's like, oh, super cool if you could like recreate your own movie with like A-list celebrities. Like you mentioned, those will probably be super expensive. But you could probably also just choose random people to make these for like super cheap, and your royalties are super cheap. And yeah, it's kind of interesting though, because it makes you think like you, Jamie, could be like a world known famous actor because you go on some like viral new Squid Games.
Yeah, that's great. It's almost like a
but you never actually
faceless YouTube channel
before,
thing, right? Where you're not actually
pretty crazy,
you know, creating the content. It almost could be like a passive source of income if you have the, you know, physique or whatever they're particularly looking for. You know, it's really fascinating. But you know, even though I don't know if this technology is going to be fully in use yet, you know, they're still working on it, but they did show a clip in this video of the journalist, and they had him sitting next to two other versions of himself, and it wasn't like a camera trick, you know, where they, you know, record him three times. The other two were his avatar, and you had to guess which one, and you really couldn't tell. So it already is pretty good, and I think it's going to come a long ways. Yeah, it'll be exciting to see what happens.
Yeah, going to be crazy. And of course, like we talk about all the exciting things, this is also like sort of terrifying, if I'm being 100% honest, right? It's like, you know, people say like whatever you put on the internet is like forever. Well, this is like a whole nother level. Okay, three things though. I think as far as making money from this, you can 100% make money. If you're the person, you're going to get like, it's kind of like 11 Labs. We'll talk more about this in another episode, but they have a voice marketplace where you can kind of upload your voice and people can use it. So I think that's one way to make money. The other way to make money, though, I think is if you're creating these videos, putting them together, I think that that's going to be an interesting way that there's going to be like a whole ecosystem born here. But yeah, all in all, I think there's just so many fascinating things happening with AI and video right now that we're really just at this whole new place. There's a ton of exciting stuff coming down the pipe. We'll definitely keep you up to date with all of it.